Today we're building a proper low-end pressure transition in Ableton Live 12, using groove pool tricks to get that jungle and old-school DNB vibe. This is not your generic EDM fill. We're going for something that feels like a classic systems music edit. Forward-moving, slightly rough around the edges, full of swing, and still controlled enough that the bass hits with real authority. The whole idea here is simple. We want the transition to feel like it's pulling the listener into the next phrase, not just announcing it with a big crash and a snare roll. In old-school jungle and DNB, the magic is often in the way the drums lean forward, the bass drops out just enough to create tension, and then everything returns with more weight than before. That's the energy we're chasing. So let's set up the section first. In arrangement view, pick an 8-bar or 16-bar area where you want the change to happen. If you're working with an 8-bar transition, think of it like this. The first few bars are stable and rolling, the middle bars start to loosen up, and the last bars are where the edit and bass reduction happen. If you're doing 16 bars, you can give yourself a longer runway. The first half keeps the momentum going, and the second half is where the turn and release really happen. Now let's talk about the track layout, because that matters a lot for this style. Keep your main break on its own track. Put your kick layer and snare layer on separate tracks if you can. Add a top loop or hats track, a percussion and ghost track, a bass track, and maybe an impact or reverse effects track. The reason for this separation is that groove pool works best when you can treat each rhythm roll differently. You don't want to shuffle everything the same way. In jungle and old school DNB, one layer can stay more solid while another layer gets loose and humanized. Now open groove pool and start selecting a groove with some swing and timing movement. Something MPC inspired works really well. A SPI 1200 style swing can be great too. You're looking for a groove that adds character without making the rhythm collapse. A good starting point is to apply groove to the hats, ghost percussion, chopped break fragments, and fill snares, while keeping the kick and the sub much more stable. That's one of the biggest concepts in this lesson. Groove is a hierarchy, not a blanket setting. You do not want the kick and sub wandering around like they're drunk. Those are the anchors. The top-end percussion and fill slices are where you can let the timing breathe. If your groove amount is too heavy on the low end, you'll lose the drive and the track starts feeling soft. So for the more expressive layers, try timing around 55-70%, velocity around 20-45%, and only subtle randomness if the groove supports it. For the kick and sub, keep them much straighter. Here's a really strong trick. Don't apply the same groove amount everywhere. Keep the main break fairly restrained, maybe around 20-30%. Give the top loop or hats more motion, maybe 40-60%. Then push the fill snares harder, maybe 70-100% if it suits the material. That contrast is what creates the classic chopped, sampled feel. It makes the transition sound like it was performed on a sampler, not just drawn into a grid. Now let's build the low-end pressure move. This is the core of a whole approach. Low-end pressure does not just mean more bass. It means the bass line is controlling the weight of the transition. We want the bass to feel like it's leaning into the next phrase, then pulling back, then slamming in again. A great method is to keep your sub-anchor stable in the first part of the phrase, then reduce note density as you get closer to the drop. So maybe bars 1-4 have the full bass pattern. By bar 5, you remove one low note. Bar 6 can introduce a short answer phrase or bass stab. Bar 7 is where the filter starts closing in and the bass gets thinner. Then bar 8 gives you a short mute, a sub drop, or an FX hit, and bar 9 lands with the full return. That small reduction before the drop makes the re-entry feel much heavier. If you're using Ableton's stock devices, a very solid bass chain would be EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, saturator, auto filter, and utility. EQ8 helps you clean up mud and control resonant peaks. Compressor gives you light control so the low end stays even. Saturator adds harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers without turning the sub to mush. Auto filter is your transition tool, because you can close the bass down to make that tunnel effect. Utility is important for keeping the sub mono and controlling width on the higher bass layers. If you split your bass into layers, even better. Keep the sub layer simple and mono. Let the mid-bass layer carry more movement and maybe a bit more saturation or filtering. If you have a top or noise layer, that can handle more character, but keep it short and controlled. That way, your transition can move and evolve without wrecking the bottom end. Now for the drums. The last two bars of the phrase are where the edit becomes alive. Build in ghost snares, chopped fills, a half-bar pickup, a broken hat tail, maybe a snare flam or a tiny roll. And here's the key. Apply more groove to the fill clips than to the main loop. The main loop can stay more grounded, but the fill should feel slightly more elastic. That's what makes the transition breathe. If you're working with audio break loops, use beats mode and keep the transients sharp. If you want even more control, slice the break into a drum rack and trigger the hit separately. That lets you place ghost notes, hats, snares, and crash fragments with a more human feel. And don't be afraid to nudge a few hits a few milliseconds early or late. That tiny imperfection is part of the jungle identity. The goal is humanized intent, not random timing. Now let's automate the energy. This is where the transition really starts to speak. Automate the bass filter cutoff so it slowly closes down over the last couple of bars. Pull the bass volume down a little, maybe 1 to 3 dB, if needed. Add a short reverb throw on one snare hit, not on everything. Bring in a reverse cymbal or reverse break slice. Then cut the drums for a tiny moment right before the drop, maybe an eighth note or even just a quarter beat, and let the full impact return after that brief vacuum. That little hole in the arrangement is powerful. Silence, or near silence, creates pressure. If everything is always full, the drop has nowhere to go. But if you remove just enough, the return feels huge. That's a classic D&B trick. A very useful advanced move is to think about transient overlap. If your fill hits, reverse effects, and bass pickup all land exactly on top of each other, the impact can flatten out. Stagger them slightly. Let one event lead, another answer, and another resolve. The ear will read the detail much more clearly. And if the edit starts sounding too clean, do not be afraid to resample it. Bounce the transition to audio, then do one more pass of slicing, nudging, or gain shaping. A lot of the time, that extra commitment gives you the dirt and personality that MIDI can miss. For this style, a little bit of roughness is not a problem. It's the point. Let's also make the drums feel like they're breathing with the groove pool. A classic jungle transition works because the drums are edited, not just sequenced. So in the last two bars, try a fill that includes a snare pickup, a ghosted kick, a broken hat tail, and maybe one early or late break slice. Then make sure the fill layer has a stronger groove amount than the main loop. That contrast creates the sense of a live, chopped edit. You can also build a transition rack so you can reuse the move later. A simple rack with auto filter, echo, reverb, utility, and saturator gives you a lot of power. Map macros for filter cutoff, reverb size, delay feedback, dry wet throw, gain dip, and drive. Then you can throw that rack onto a snare fill, a drum bus, or even a bass send and get that pressure building effect quickly in future tracks. Arrangement wise, think like a DJ edit. A strong old school style transition might be 8 bars of groove, 2 bars of tension, 1 bar of edit, 1 bar of impact, and then a repeat with variation. Sometimes the bass should disappear for 1 or 2 bars while the drums and atmosphere keep the energy alive. Then when the bass comes back, give it a new rhythm or a slightly different note choice. That makes the next section feel earned. For drum bus glue, keep it light. Use EQA to clean up any low rumble or dullness. Glue compressor can add cohesion, but don't squash the life out of the break. Drum bus can help with texture, but be careful with the boom control in D&B. A little saturation is usually enough. The idea is to make the transition feel like one unified hit, not a pile of separate layers fighting each other. A few things to watch out for. Don't overgroove the kick and sub, or you'll lose drive. Don't overload the transition with low end, or the mix gets muddy. Don't use random swing everywhere, or the edit sounds sloppy instead of musical. Don't drown the drums in reverb, because D&B needs punch. And always check the transition at lower monitoring volume. If it only works loud, then it's probably relying too much on sub and not enough on groove, mid-range motion, and phrase shape. Here's a quick practical exercise. Build a 16-bar transition from a rolling jungle section into a heavier second drop. Start with a main break, sub bass, and hat loop. Keep bars 1 to 8 steady. In bars 9 to 12, apply stronger groove to the hats and ghost percussion. In bars 13 and 14, reduce the bass density by about half. In bar 15, cut the bass for a beat or half beat and add a snare fill. In bar 16, use a reverse cymbal, a short reverb throw on the snare, an impact hit, and then let the full drop return. Keep the sub mono, use only stock Ableton devices, and make sure it feels good even at low volume. So to wrap it up, the big takeaway is this. A great jungle or old school D&B transition in Ableton Live 12 comes from groove control, low end discipline, and arrangement tension. Use groove pool to give your fills and top layers classic swing. Keep the kick and sub steadier than the rest. Thin the bass before the drop. Then restore it with Real Impact. Automate your filters, throws, and dips to shape the energy. And once you've got a move that works, save it as a reusable transition rack. If you nail this, your transitions will feel like proper D&B pressure systems. Tight, gritty, moving forward, and full of that classic jungle energy.